It's Rouse FM Sunday nights. We are hashtag in the kitchen. We are pairing Mpumalanga's best music with some good food. This week we're making chicken leg quarters in the oven. Yes, I know, most of the time make pegamena. It's white meat of some form. That's only purely because of preference and my blood type. But hey, I see you kolapo. So this week it was a bit of a lazy one for me. We're making something straightforward. It's chicken leg quarters in the oven. It's pretty much almost a one dish type of meal. So what are you going to need? You're going to need one, an oven, and you're going to need to preheat it to 180 degrees. From there, you are going to need well defrosted chicken leg quarters or any part of the chicken. You can even use a full chicken, completely up to you. Just make sure it has been well defrosted, preferably from the night before. You're going to need some potatoes, carrots, onions, peppers, tomatoes, and some mushrooms. Seasonings, you're going to need salt and pepper, any other type of seasoning that you thoroughly enjoy. You're also going to need some balsamic vinegar, some sugar, spray and cook, and olive oil. Or you can use canola oil, whatever tickles your fancy. And yeah, that's all the ingredients you're going to need. And then from there, I'll let you know in just a few how to put it all together here on Rouse FM. So we are making chicken leg quarters in the oven. Like I said a little bit earlier, you're going to need to preheat your oven to 180 degrees. That is the temperature of choice. So from there, you're going to need to pat your chicken dry using your kitchen towel. And then you're going to spray it with an even coat of spray and cook on both sides. Remember, I'm using chicken leg quarters. You can use any other chicken pieces or even a full chicken as you like. From there, you're going to use any type of season that you like to use on your chicken. Sometimes I like to make a whole combination, but in any case, we're keeping it simple this week. From there, you're going to need to peel and quarter your potatoes, and then also peel and thickly dice your carrots. Mix your carrots and potatoes together in a bowl, drizzle with a little bit of oil, and lightly season with salt and pepper. Next you're going to do is that you're going to place your veggies, which is your potatoes and carrots, in the same dish that you're going to be cooking your chicken, preferably an oven tray or some form. And then from there you're going to roast it for about plus minus 45 minutes, occasionally moving your veggies until they are soft, and also making sure what you get your chicken is cooked through. What about the rest of the stuff you asked? Well, I'm going to tell you that in just a few. So in the oven, you've already got going your chicken and your potatoes and carrots, which is great. You're making sure everything is cooked through and sorted there. So on the side or in a pan, what you're going to need to do is roughly chop your onions, peppers, tomatoes, and mushrooms. Roughly chop. And then you're going to put them all in a mixing bowl. You're going to drizzle a little bit of oil. Again, canola oil, any type of oil, olive oil, completely up to you. And then you're going to season with salt and pepper and a pinch of sugar. From there, you're going to add in a dash of balsamic vinegar. So in a pan, you're going to soften all of your veggies together. You want everything to have a bit of a bite to it, but as well to be slightly cooked. Once all of that is done, in a plate, you're going to plate everything together. Your favorite piece of chicken with some potatoes, carrots, and a bit of your medley of vegetables. And you're going to simply enjoy. It is a really simple and straightforward meal. It is something really tasty and something a little bit of a refreshing way to eat during the course of the week. Something quite nice indeed. More than welcome to send through your recipe to 072-885-7702. Or you can send it through to chris@rousefm.co.za. Or you can even use my Facebook Messenger, completely up to you, but you are more than welcome to send me your recipe that we can share with the province. We can even get you to share it with the province. It always sounds better when it's coming from you. And that was hashtag in the kitchen here on Rouse FM.